The House in Amalfi by Elizabeth Adler. Read by Carrington McDuffie. Disc 1.
For my lovely Red and dearest Jerry, who do not appear in this book. Life is granted to no man on a permanent basis. It is a privilege, and we must use our time wisely. It is up to each of us to make of it what we can. Mifune. Chapter 1. Lamour Harrington. For 2 years I have lived alone, not allowing even a dog or a cat to intrude on my solitude. My friend Jammy Mortimer, who I've known since we were little kids, says I'm getting creepy. "All this loneliness is not good for you," she says in her usual forthright manner. "You'll end up a fat, eccentric recluse, refusing to open the door even to me." Of course, that's not true. My door's always open to Jammy. But as far as the weight is concerned, I have to admit I've gotten even skinnier over the past few months. I have a busy life, by day, that is, and eating is a habit I seem to be forgetting. I work as a landscape architect, bringing beauty to other people's homes, creating outdoor rooms for them, some small and fragrant, others rambling and wild, but always enhanced by the drift of water, the ripple of a pebbled stream, a simple fountain. I love transforming barren lots with living things, grasses, shrubs, flowers, trees, but most of all, I love the trees. Sometimes I ask myself, what would life be without them? Now I think about it, it would be like my own life, barren and empty since I lost Alex, my husband, in a car crash 2 years ago.